Second part of the second part. Question 26. The Order of Charity. Article 8. Whether we ought to love more those who are connected with us by ties of blood. The commandments of the Decalogue contain a special precept about the honor due to our parents, in Exodus 20:12. Therefore, we ought to love more specially those who are united to us by ties of blood. In Article 7, we said that we ought out of charity to love those who are more closely united to us more, both because our love for them is more intense, and because there are more reasons for loving them. Now, intensity of love arises from the union of lover and beloved, and therefore we should measure the love of different persons according to the different kinds of union, so that a man is more loved in matters touching that particular union in respect of which he is loved. And again, in comparing love to love, we should compare one union with another. Accordingly, we must say that friendship among blood relations is based upon their connection by natural origin, the friendship of fellow citizens on their civic fellowship, and the friendship of those who are fighting side by side on the comradeship of battle. Wherefore, in matters pertaining to nature, we should love our kindred most. In matters concerning relations between citizens, we should prefer our fellow citizens, and on the battlefield, our fellow soldiers. Hence, the philosopher says that it is our duty to render to each class of people such respect as is natural and appropriate. This is, in fact, the principle upon which we seem to act, for we invite our relations to a wedding. It would seem to be a special duty to afford our parents the means of living and to honor them. The same applies to other kinds of friendship. If, however, we compare a union with union, it is evident that the union arising from natural origin is prior to and more stable than all others, because it is something affecting the very substance, whereas other unions supervene and may cease altogether. Therefore, the friendship of kindred is more stable, while other friendships may be stronger in respect of that which is proper to each of them. First objection. It would seem that we ought not to love more those who are more closely united to us by ties of blood. For it is written in Proverbs 18, "A man amiable in society shall be more friendly than a brother." Again, Valerius Maximus says, "The ties of friendship are most strong and in no way yield to the ties of blood." Moreover, it is quite certain and undeniable that as to the latter, the lot of birth is fortuitous, whereas we contract the former by an untrammeled will and a solid pledge. Therefore, we ought not to love more than others those who are united to us by ties of blood. Reply to the first objection. Inasmuch as the friendship of comrades originates through their own choice, love of this kind takes precedence of the love of kindred in matters where we are free to do as we choose, for instance in matters of action. Yet the friendship of kindred is more stable since it is more natural and preponderates over others in matters touching nature. Consequently, we are more beholden to them in the providing of necessaries. Second objection. St. Ambrose says, "I love not less you whom I have begotten in the gospel than if I had begotten you in wedlock, for nature is no more eager to love than grace." Surely we ought to love those whom we expect to be with us forevermore than those who will be with us only in this world. Therefore, we should not love our kindred more than those who are otherwise connected with us. Reply to the second objection. St. Ambrose is speaking of love with regard to favors respecting the fellowship of grace, namely moral instruction. For in this matter, a man ought to provide for his spiritual children whom he has begotten spiritually more than for the sons of his body whom he is bound to support in bodily sustenance. Third objection. Love is proved by deeds, as St. Gregory states. Now we are bound to do acts of love to others than our kindred. Thus in the army, a man must obey his officer rather than his father. Therefore, we are not bound to love our kindred most of all. Reply to the third objection. The fact that in the battle a man obeys his officer rather than his father proves that he loves his father less, not simply, but relatively, that is, as regards the love which is based on fellowship in battle.